Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll use it to your advantage. Take advantage of all the features and resources that are there. Thousands of archives, thousands of articles, my newsletter, my blog, lots of stuff you can do there, and several on-demand features that will help you to use the content that we create for you to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful whenever you want. And so take advantage of that at smallbusinessadvocate.com. David Waxman, ladies and gentlemen, is vice president of SpotRunner. He's also co-founder of SpotRunner. He and Nick Groff founded this company, as well as People PC and Firefly Network Incorporated. Many of you remember, most of you will remember those two organizations, which these gentlemen founded and then sold. And now they're off on another venture called SpotRunner. And David is our new friend. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on yet another success.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Okay. I wanted to tell us about SpotRunner first. I mean, in a minute, because we're going to get into what it is and how my audience can use it. But before we do that, I want you to you're clearly one of the highly successful people who have taken the internet, have taken technology. You've learned how to leverage it. You've learned how to create value for users, and you've converted that into business and into wealth. And I'd like for you to tell the audience the secret to all that.
Well, I think that all good internet companies use what the internet is good at, and what that is to take processes and things that were normally accessible to an elite few and make them available to a larger group of people by using technology and streamlining processes. So an example of that is the travel industry. You know, 10 years ago, buying tickets online was something that only travel agents could do through a specialized system that only they could touch. And then the travel guys came along, Travelocity and Orbitz and Expedia, and I'm not sure who was first, but they basically exposed that process to anyone who could use the internet. And lo and behold, now everybody can be a travel agent and do their shopping online. And, you know, we've all seen the benefit of lower prices in tickets and much more transparency in what you get when you're shopping for a ticket. And I think, you know, other great companies like Amazon and eBay and Yahoo have all done to a greater or lesser degree that same thing.
Mm-hmm. What was the key to the success of People PC?
Well, People PC had that very same idea, which is to take to use the internet to democratize technology. So what we did with People PC was we used the power of lots and lots of people who wanted to get online, hundreds of thousands, to go to the big computer companies and the big internet access providing companies and get better prices than those people could get on their own. So that used the internet basically to collect people as a bargaining group that wouldn't have normally been able to get together through any other means.
Right. And it's also all the things that you just said is also a great way to provide information to people who in an easy and convenient way and access to information that they might not have had access to before.
Absolutely. And that's what I was trying to say with the travel agent example is that information used to be reserved. You know, that information used to be sort of secret in a system somewhere that most people didn't have access to. By putting it on the internet, that information then became available to anyone who wanted to buy an airplane ticket.
Right. Now, SpotRunner is your new venture.
Yes.
And this is a little bit of a different angle from Firefly and People PC, right?
Well, yes and no. I mean, what SpotRunner is trying to do, SpotRunner is the first television agency that's based on the internet, particularly focused on getting local businesses on television. in a way that's fast, easy, and affordable. And the SpotRunner operates on the same principle that I just mentioned, which is normally TV buying has been something that's been completely opaque, if you will, to most people. Most people have no idea how it's bought, how it's sold, how much prices are, how to get an ad. What we've done is put everything on the internet so that your regular small business person or local business person who might have a lot of other things to do can actually, through an online interface, see how to get it out on TV.
Well, one of the things I'd like to do, and I hope you don't mind if me doing it this way, folks, remember when the first brochure material came out? There were dozens and dozens of different designs, and you could buy it. They were trifolded already, and all you had to do was to lay out your content, and you could go down to a store and buy really high quality templates of brochures, trifolds, that sort of thing, and print it out on your printer, on your laser printer or your inkjet printer or whatever. And you could have immediately, you could have a really quick, very highly professional-looking brochure without having to go to all the design trouble and hire somebody to design it and to print the background and all that sort of thing. So I remember doing that many years ago, David, when I thought that was a very cool thing to do. Then the Internet came along, and people created ways for small businesses to create their own websites very easily by providing templates and things like that. And I'm only saying this, David, I'm only telling these stories to that's what I think about when I think about what you've done with SpotRun. What do you think?
Well, that's definitely a big part of what we do. I mean, we're a full-service agency, so we do everything from ad production to media planning to placement to getting your ad on TV. But that getting your ad part is a really important part of the equation.
Right.
Most people don't want to spend the money to do a professional quality ad, and certainly most business owners don't want to have an ad that doesn't look professional.
Right.
And so what we've done is we've made a library of thousands, literally thousands of pre-produced ads, or if you want to call them templates, that that represent different kind of businesses and different kind of business messages. And you can just go on to our website at spotrunner.com and look through this library and find an ad that's right for you. And then we will then take your personal information, your logo, your location, your store hours, things like that, and customize that ad for your business. And the result is a super professional-looking ad for a whole lot less than anything that you could produce on your own independently.
I visited their website, folks. It's pretty exciting. You might just want to go there for entertainment, if nothing else. Check it out, spotrunner.com. When we come back, we're going to get David explain to us a little bit more about how this works. And also, we're going to get a little more out of David on how to be successful online. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great time coming to you from Chicago, Illinois. I'm up here working a little bit, and we're broadcasting to you and out of Chicago and having a great time up here interviewing a new friend, our new friend David Waxman. He and Nick Groff founded a company called SpotRunner. This is their third, at least their third, internet company to found. David, is that right? Is it just the third? You've only done three?
Yeah. Right.
Well, the other two folks, highly successful, PeoplePC, which was acquired by Earthlink, and Firefly Network, which was acquired by Microsoft. David, I got to just give you a high five here right on the radio.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Good job. And then SpotRunner is doing great. And folks, this is, you know, I had not thought about it the way you said it. I'm glad you used that, the term. Obviously, you would know. You called yourself an online agency. And when I went to your website, all I could think about was the application, the capability of what I was getting out of being on your website and learning how to use the resources and how to leverage my company. But I didn't really think about you as being an agency. But really, that's what you are. But it's so much more than that, though.
Well, it is, in fact. We are very much like an agency. But you know, as you probably know, traditional ad agencies just aren't geared to serve the local business. Most agencies are really geared to serve big Fortune 500 companies.
Most small businesses have never met an agency.
Right, and
never will.
And they ought to have an agency because
right.
Small businesses have a whole lot of things to do, and to not have help on something as important as marketing seems to me not optimal by any means.
So the work that you do is not just about getting them on television?
Well, for now, we're really focused on getting television really right for the small business, and there's a lot of special mm-hmm. needs for local businesses. And we're, right now, we're very, very focused on getting television exactly right. However, you're going to see other platforms come from us in the near future. We're already doing both cable and broadcast, and you will see from us other media such as radio and the internet come online. As soon as we can get ourselves to put those up.
So, but the idea, the fundamental principle behind what you're doing is to create tools and resources that small business owners can use to help them to be able to get their message out without having to start from scratch, without having to have a $300,000 budget to create something to put on television or on the radio or whatever. And you're trying to help them largely with templates, aren't you?
Well, that's right, and also with help with the rest of the getting on TV, which is media planning and buying. So, the mm-hmm. way our site works is we have really three services. One is getting finding an ad that's right for you, and I think as you said, going through our site can be pretty fun. You look through our library of thousands of pre-produced ads, and when you find one, then you get to the idea of picking some networks that you want to air that ad on. And we've got some very interesting proprietary media planning engines that will take information from you about your business, like what your budget is, who your customers are, what kind of customers you have, what industry you're in, what geography you're interested in, and then we'll come back with a fully prepared media plan for you that will help you figure out how to most efficiently spend your television advertising dollar
and do it in the markets that you prescribe, that you set up.
That's right. Television can be incredibly local, and I'm not sure that most people know this, but it's a very, very localized medium. So you can have a TV ad that's running in one neighborhood and not another. And so for a lot of local businesses, that can be a very efficient way to spend your dollars. For example, if you're I'm here in Los Angeles. If you're a dentist in one part of LA, there could be regions 10, 15 miles away in Los Angeles where you really don't want to spend money advertising.
Right.
Your customers aren't coming from that far away.
Right.
In LA, we have nearly 50 different neighborhoods that you can target in for television. So it can be it can be very, very efficient. So using the Spot Runner platform, you can get a completely prepared media plan, which you can edit if you have information that's local to your area, which you very well might. And then we take care of all the rest, all of the getting the media plan to the broadcaster, getting the reporting back to you, billing the whole soup to nuts.
And folks, I have been to their website, and I don't want David to tell you how much, and I'm not going to tell you how much. I want you to go to the website and see what kind of money we're talking about. But I will tell you this. You will be pleasantly surprised. You will be shocked, perhaps, at the efficiencies with which you can make this happen, and the budget that the small budget that you'll have to have in order to make this happen. So that's all I'm going to do. It's just a little teaser there, David. I don't want to give the store away. And that's spotrunner.com, folks. I encourage you to check it out. And David, I'm very glad to know that you're heading toward doing the same thing on radio. I know my radio affiliates will appreciate that very much.
Yeah, we're very excited to get into radio as well.
Well, and to whatever degree I can help you with that, please be sure to let me know.
I shall.
Spotrunner.com, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you'll check it out. David, thank you for being here. I've really enjoyed it. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Well, you're now a member of our Brain Trust, and that means that we're sort of like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you want, but you can never leave.
Thanks a lot.
David Waxman, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President and co-founder of Spot Runner. That's spotrunner.com. Quick break, right back with Jerry Ripperger, and we're going to talk about health savings accounts, something you need to know about. Stay with us, 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.